morning's reading is taken from John 12, verses 12 to 19. The triumphal entry. The next day, the great crowd that had come from the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him, when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the world has gone after him." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Misjudge the April weather. I'm cold. Jacket is staying on. It's that time of year. I always think it should be t-shirts and shorts by now. Let's open in prayer. Dear Lord God, I just bring these words, these spirit-filled words this morning. It's full on hearts and minds. Amen. So, news spreads, both good and bad. I think news is now pretty much instantaneous in our life. Breaking news is now a thing. Pops up on your phone. Did Boris Johnson, did he or did not know that he missed the Parliament? News. There is breaking news that... Love my mother-in-law a bit, but crikey me, can she spread news. In the northeast, it can flip around her village and be down in Southampton within about 10 minutes. I just think Clive's already mentioned about social media. I think it's just fascinating news how it travels. The modern day meme. I have to now ask my son what these means. It's a meme, it's an idea that can spread with imitation, and it just flies around the internet. It goes viral within hours. Millions of viewers, millions of comments. Then a couple of days later, it's gone. Not heard about again. It's like a virtual crowd on social media. And I think that how news has been shared historically is also fascinating. Very sadly, I was watching a YouTube clip on history, as you do when you're mid-40s. In 1450, the Gutenberg Bible, the first printed Bible. Before that, things were spread by hand, things were written. Scripture had to be passed on mostly verbally. And a bit of a factoid for you, that first Bible cost half a year's pay of a banker in Florence. It was worth millions and took 6 months to make. There's a film by Tom Hanks, News of the World, and it's wonderful. It's about him traveling through Texas. And if you've seen it through, and he's taking the news to crowds of people. So he goes around to read the news. And people pay to hear the news, both good and bad. The stories are exciting. People are eager to hear it. The crowds are absolutely drawn. And what fascinates me about how news fascinates is what this bit of scripture today. It's about a crowd and how the crowd responded to Jesus' journey coming up to Jerusalem. And it's just amazing how the crowd responds. The Jesus story has been building. Miracles, teaching, more miracles. Crowd after crowd after crowd are building. my mother-in-law's phone would have been constantly engaged. The gospel are full of Jesus drawing crowds through his words and deeds. And it peaks. I go back to John 12 in 38 in Bethany. He raises Lazarus from the dead. They took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you will always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that they sent me." It was clear. It was a clear purpose for Jesus. This miracle was to benefit the people so that they may believe and follow. This was the kind of affirming of Jesus' ministry. He's now off to Jerusalem, the next stage in his journey to the cross. And on Palm Sunday, we now follow Jesus as he begins the final week's travel to the cross, the beginning of Holy Week. So when we hear good news, I think we can't help but share it. I did have a look at Google Maps, which I'm sure Jesus and his disciples did not have at the time. And I worked out which Bethany it was. And it's a 2-hour walk from Bethany, where Jesus raised Lazarus, to Jerusalem. What did we do before Google Maps, eh? So you can just picture it. Jesus raising Lazarus. Crowds talking. They're going door to door, because that's the only way this news would have spread. Have you heard the news? Have you seen what this Jesus did? Do you know what? It's amazing what he's just done. And do you know where he's going next? He's going to Jerusalem. Let's go and see what he does there. I love it in verse 17. Following Lazarus, the crowds continued to spread the word. I love this. Continuing to spread the word. It's like a virus, like a meme. Spreading rapidly. Quickly seeking out to find the good news to pass the next person on to. This is the spreading of the good news. And good news is carried with excitement, but also then action. They shout out, "Hosanna." They're taking palm branches, praising him as he entered Jerusalem. I think we have times when we hear good news and we just want to spread this. Is it a birth of a baby in the family? People saying they're going to get engaged. Is it a new job? Could be passing of your driving test. Good news spreads, and we can see that in our church. I mean, Youth Cafe is amazing how that news has spread. Over the last few years, young people have sensed there's something good here. And now there are hundreds of young people attending this church each week. The recent work we're doing in the care home, the other end of the age spectrum, but people are searching out, news is spreading, they're coming to get their spiritual needs fed. More and more people are attending services. It's really affirming that God is working at St. Luke's, and we can see this good news spreading today. So it's through the crowd's desire and hearts to seek Jesus that the good news spread and the crowds got bigger. And I think God works through simple acts of each of us having a deep desire to seek him with all our heart. I spoke on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, about seeking Jesus with all your heart. He wants our heart to earnestly seek him before we think of any taking any actions or spreading the good news. We may think, who am I in this large crowd? What difference can I make? I'm just one of many. There are so many others, so worthy and more spiritual than me, who can spread this good news. But so many of the gospel stories of Jesus, he's surrounded by crowds, growing larger and larger. It is the individual in the crowd with a true believing heart for Jesus who wants to seek him that Jesus is focused on. Zacchaeus, the small man who climbed the tree above the crowd so he could seek Jesus. His life was completely turned around. The woman who so needed to be healed, she crawled through the crowd to get to Jesus. Just to touch him, she was healed. The friends who passed their friend down through the roof because they could not get to Jesus in the crowd, and he was healed through his friend's faith. Each one of these stories should encourage us that our individual desire to seek is noticed and responded to by Jesus. We are called to seek Jesus in the crowd and act to draw closer to him. So God is working now. This is not just a historical gospel story. The good news is spreading now, just as it did in the ministry with the pinnacle of entering Jerusalem. And this is where modern day mission, you can see revival, outpouring of the Holy Spirit can be seen in action. If you go back just to 1904, it's an amazing story of the Welsh revival. Oh, it's so encouraging. And what I loved about it was in Newquay, not in Cornwall, in Wales, this tiny little village. And it was a Methodist preacher, Joseph Jenkins, who arranged a conference. They really wanted to deepen loyalty to Jesus. One Sunday morning in February 1904, in one of these meetings, a lady called Florrie Evans was quoted as saying, "I love Jesus Christ with all my heart." It was this statement that made a deep impression on the crowd. This was the start of the Welsh revival. That was accredited for spreading the good news around the world. I just love this. I think we think of revival, we think of mission, we think of outpouring of spirit as being these big church missions, Billy Graham, stadiums, churches in inner London with all these money, deep pockets, incredible IT, media, live streaming, project managers in all areas of publicity and marketing. I'm not saying God doesn't find these important. They are. He wants to use and spread his good news. Although with the Welsh revival, good news spread from the singular point of an individual expressing their love for Jesus. This is what stirred the spirit in people's hearts. I say those words again. The simple words, "I love Jesus Christ with all my heart." Such simple but heartfelt words started a worldwide revolution with hundreds and thousands of individuals giving their life to Christ. Amen. The Wesley revival, having this prepared for this talk, it was wonderful having a chat with Clive, who was reading the book on revival. Very affirming that God was wanting me to go this way. Wesley wrote in 1738, and it was following his missions on a boat with missionaries that he spent time with. He said, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for my salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins." And it was at this moment he experienced grace. And while Wesley and the other leaders were effective in preaching to large crowds, it was ordinary men and women who were most effective in spreading the Christian message across England and into North America. It resulted in the faith of millions of new believers. Good news went viral. So good news spreads when the simple message of Jesus, the gospel message, the life-changing message, is shared with ordinary people who share it with others. The author Winfrey Bevins described it as contagious faith, virus spreading. And finally, the Ashbury revival. And this is just 6 weeks ago. This is in February 2023 in America. A two-week revival in the student chapel. You can even listen to the talk on YouTube that was the start of it. The preacher comes in, jeans and t-shirts, very informal. He says, "I hope for God's word that the Holy Spirit moving in our midst, that is what we are hoping for, that it will produce fertile ground for your heart and will produce fruit." And the preacher gave a wonderful, simple message of God's love for us. Students then, without any planning, stayed after the service and continued to worship and pray. 16 days later, 70,000 visits later, with queues outside the chapel, social media going crazy, they decided to finally pull the services to an end. So this should encourage us. What do these examples of God working tell us? First of all, when good news spreads, only when we, all of us, each one of us, want to seek Jesus and have a pure heart for him. This pure heart will produce fruit for him. And it requires us, as ordinary people like you and me, to respond and spread this good news. It requires us to respond in action. Again, I put the question forward. Maybe we just think we're one of many in that crowd. What can I do? What will my actions do on the grand scale of things? I want to encourage you to say, just remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches. So, Jesus enters Jerusalem. The crowd, with all their excitement and expectation, their desire to seek him, and heart to welcome him as their king of Israel, they call out Hosanna, meaning please save us. Jerusalem is in the coming week also the scene for the crowd turning. For a brief time, bad news spreads. Their hearts turn away from him. Their king does not become an earthly king, but the king of all kings. The story does not end there. The good news spreads as salvation then begins. I hope for us all, at the beginning of Holy Week, that we can identify ourselves in this crowd. Hundreds, thousands of ordinary people just wanting to seek him out with all our hearts, striving to get a glimpse of Jesus going past on a donkey, climbing a tree to see him, getting through the crowds to touch him, but doing this with a renewed heart, a pure gratefulness for what we know he did for all of us just a few days later. May our hearts, our renewed heart for Jesus, bring a fresh awakening within us for good news to everyone we meet this Holy Week, for all that we say and do. Let us pray. Lord God, may we seek you afresh with all our heart. May this be the starting point for all that we do in your name. Lord, we pray for your spirit to move afresh in St. Luke's, in your church, for everyone who counters St. Luke's, from the congregation to groups to hirers to people who just walk past, that they may find you. Finally, Lord, light a fire of passion in us to respond and to share your good news. Amen.